Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and today I want to talk to you about Windows Azure and Windows Azure Websites. Windows Azure Websites let you run your ASP.NET, PHP, and Node applications in the cloud. It's very easy to get started, and you can make up to 10 websites for free. You can start by picking a popular open source application like WordPress or Orchard and many others from the gallery, or you can upload your own application. You can build your app on Windows, Mac, or Linux. You can choose SQL Azure or MySQL for your database, and then deploy it with Visual Studio, WebMatrix, Git, or FTP. Windows Azure websites support multiple deployment protocols, and deployment is possible from any client platform or device that uses Git or FTP. Windows Azure websites also supports the Web Deploy protocol for simple publishing from Visual Studio and WebMatrix, as well as TFS deploy for continuous integration. In this video, I'll show you how to deploy a site with web deploy. Let's make a small Hello World application. I'll start out in the Azure portal. I don't have anything running under my Azure account. I'll click New. I can make a new website, new cloud service, new VM, and more. I'll click on Website. From here, I can do a quick create, create with database, or pull in one of many open source applications from the gallery. I'll just do a quick create. We'll call it Hanselman Test. I'll hit create website. You can see it's happening in the background. They're actually letting me know that something's happening. And now my site is running. You can click on that, see the status of my site within the dashboard. You see here that nothing has happened because my application isn't set up and it hasn't been running. I can click on Scale, decide how many instances that I want. I can configure my application for various versions of .NET or PHP. But what I'm going to do is download the Publish profile. And this Publish profile is going to be imported into Visual Studio. I'll save the Publish profile in my Downloads folder. Now I'm going to switch over to Visual Studio. From here, I'll make a new project. I'm going to create an ASP.NET MVC4 application. I can make any number of different kinds of application. We'll make a regular internet application. Hit OK. Let's bring it up locally, see what it looks like. So here's my standard ASP.NET application running on localhost. Now, I'll right-click on the project within Solution Explorer and click Publish. I'm going to select the Publish profile that we downloaded from the Azure website. And it fills out everything that I need to deploy my application using WebDeploy. I can validate the connection, then hit Publish. You can see the publish happening in the output window. And after the deployment, my application automatically starts up. I'll switch back over to the Azure dashboard, and you can see the CPU time, requests, data in and out, and any errors that might have occurred. It's extremely easy to publish to Azure directly from within Visual Studio using WebDeploy. That was fun, but simple. Let's try a more complex application that writes to a database. An even more interesting scenario would be to change the database structure locally and then migrate the changes from my local environment up to production running in Windows Azure. Let's check it out. Let's create a new website with a database this time. New, website, create with database, create a new SQL database. Make a login name for our SQL server and allow Azure to access that server. You can see our existing websites running, the new ones being created. If we click on the new Nerd Dinner website with database and go over here to Linked Resources, and you'll see that my website is linked to a SQL database. So Azure knows that this website likes to talk to that database. You can see I have two websites, and one SQL database. And they all get listed together in the Azure dashboard. Let's switch over to our application. This is a little nerd dinner application that lets me keep track of dinners. Let's run this locally. Create a new dinner. And this is all happening locally, running on localhost, talking to the local database. Now to publish this to Azure, I'll need to go into my Nerd Dinner website and download the publish profile. I'll save that in the downloads folder. Then from Visual Studio, when I right-click and say publish, I'll import the publish settings for the Nerd Dinner. These publish settings also include database information, because I want to publish the Nerd Dinner database. And in order to do that, I need to enable what's called code-first migrations. In Visual Studio, I'll click on the Package Manager console, and I will enable database migrations. We automatically receive an initial migration that describes what our database will look like. So this is the initial state of the database. I'll right-click, hit Publish, and then make sure that I've selected the database connection string. I can then apply code-first migrations when the application starts. So now we'll hit Publish, send up not only the website and all the code required to run it, but the information needed to make the database in Azure. Now my Nerd Dinner application is running in Azure. And we're writing against a remote database. But what if I want to add a new field to the database? I want to add number of stars to say whether or not this was a really good dinner. So I'll switch back over into Visual Studio, and I'll go to my model for a dinner. We want our model to have now a number of stars for that dinner, along with title, date, and address. Then I'll go into Create, and I'll uncomment that field, and I'll go into Index and uncomment as well. So now I've made a change to the model, but I need to add a migration to support it. So I'll come down and I'll say add migration number of stars. Now I have a second migration. We've got my initial create, and now I've got a number of stars that adds that column. Let's then update the database. And also publish it to Azure. Now I'm looking at my dinners in the cloud. Notice that the existing data was preserved through the migration. If I create a new dinner, my new dinner includes number of stars as an option. My new dinner appears with 4 stars. I've made a change to the database and my model, enabled migrations, applied those migrations, published to Azure, and those changes are reflected in the cloud. I hope you enjoy building on Windows Azure as much as we do.